Well, there's a lot to be said about that. I've always been an infrastructure guy. You know, build the infrastructure, and then you just run around with a radio and work the infrastructure. And the nodes have introduced a whole different slice to that thinking. Now we can carry the infrastructure with us. You know, of course, then we're putting up with things like packet loss and cell phone connections and, you know, how good your coverage and things like that. But, you know, I've ran All-Star nodes and Pi-Star-type devices. I've ran them, you know, clear across the country, and pretty much just, you know, I've been in the middle of BFE, you know, Oklahoma, or, you know, or out in, you know, Arkansas between Memphis and Little Rock. It's like this desolate piece of earth, just a bunch of old sharecroppers and stuff, a bunch of old towns that, you know, don't exist anymore, little ghost towns, and still, you know, had coverage because you stayed near the freeway, and just chit-chatting with everybody back home like I was right here. Crazy. So, you know, nodes have really, really, you know, made a real cool thing of it all. And they're definitely something to have. Just a matter, you can decide if you want to use them supplementally. I'd rather jump in my car and grab the microphone like we're doing right now. That's what I'd rather do. But you know, have a node on hand in case I got to travel outside of my normal stomping grounds. But it is amazing all the stuff we can do and the price with which we can do it. So, but I'll tell you, if you were going to buy any of that stuff, it's not a knock or a criticism or anything like that, but if you were going to buy any, like, hot spots or anything like that, jumbo spots, anything that's going to come from Alibaba, might want to think about doing it before the, you know, before the inauguration and, you know, any tariffs come in, because, you know, things will jump significantly with, you know, certain tariffs.